This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday Morning Show, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Now, if you were watching MasterChef last night on Network 10, which I hope you were, we were, of course, saying a very fair say goodbye to another contestant. Joining me on the phone is a very gorgeous Irina. Hi, doll.
Hello.
How are you going?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, you were up against Shannon last night in your very first pressure test.
Yeah.
Your core ingredient was chicken, and you went through a bit of an Asian-inspired theme. What goes through your mind when you're thinking of what to do with this, with these recipes?
Well, it's quite hard in a challenge like that because you're given one ingredient and then you can do whatever you want with it. So a lot of the other challenges are a lot easier because they're more restricted to what ingredients you have. So given so much choice, you tend to have a lot of recipes running through your mind.
So what made you go with the Asian-inspired theme of your dishes?
Mainly because the other ingredients that were laid out for us to choose from were quite Asian themed. So there was a lot of ingredients there that I work with a lot, like Thai ingredients and Indian spices. So
now George and Matt were hanging around you while you were cooking. This obviously sent you into a bit of a panic mode. How do you cope on the pressure of MasterChef? It must be quite stressful for you.
Yeah, I think in an elimination challenge, there's a lot more pressure than usual because it's, you know, usually just you and one other person. All the focus is on you, and if there's people watching from the balcony, which you have to try and forget about. And then, of course, the judges are just focusing on you and the other person rather than, you know, the other 15 or so people in the room.
So with the contestants watching you from the balcony, is that when they scream down ideas and thoughts, is that really, does that really put you off, or does it help you in some cases?
I think it can help in some cases, but then, you know, I've been up on the balcony a couple of, quite a few times, and there's been occasions when I think the people down there are kind of really struggling with all the yelling that's happening from upstairs.
And they get a bit bombarded, don't they?
Yeah, I think so, especially when there's conflicting help coming down from the balcony. You know, you don't really know which way to follow then.
Exactly. Now, to us watching the show, it's very obvious that time just flies by in the kitchen. Did you realise that yourself when you first auditioned, or was it like, I'm pretty organised, I can handle that?
Yeah, it's quite different to what it was like in auditions and what it was like what it's like back at home. The clock, it's quite hard to see the clock when you're underneath it as well, so you tend not to look at it. Yeah, time just goes so quickly. Like, you think some of the challenges we've done have been like two hours or 2.5 hours, and with all the stuff that's going on, it just flies by.
So describe for us a typical day in the house. How long does it actually take to film one episode of the show?
Well, a typical day in the house would be we usually wake up around 4 o'clock, and then we have our own breakfast and get in the cars and get to the studio. Then we have a lot of filming before we actually start cooking, just with all the setups and walking into the studio and things like that. And then once we've cooked, we then have a lunch break, and then pasting happens, which takes forever. And then we get home sometimes 8 p.m., sometimes as late as 10 or 11. But that's just on the usual challenges when we're cooking in the kitchen. But the days when we do team challenges are a lot longer.
You must be exhausted because, I mean, that long days.
Yeah, long days. You know, you wouldn't usually do a 15 or 16 hour day back at home. So there's a lot of standing and waiting around, though. But yeah, you're on your feet the whole time, and it's very exhausting. But we do get days off after we've had long days. We tend to have, you know, an easy day after that.
outside the competition, you are a singer, aren't you? And
yeah.
We love a good show tune here on Joy 94.9. Did you sing for the contestants in the house, or didn't they know about your hidden talent?
No, well, we had Craig in the house as well, and he plays the cello. So we got together a couple of times and had a bit of a jam. And also we had Ellie's birthday while we were in the house, and that was, everyone kind of got up and sang there and had a good time. And I think I even sang to George on set one day, but they didn't show that on the television.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Now, you're also a personal trainer, and obviously you like to combine your cooking with nutrition as well.
Yeah.
Now you're out of the competition, you're planning to expand on your family's organic food store to include a deli and a cafe. That
yeah.
sounds fantastic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we've had the food store for about 9 years now. It's called Absolutely Organic, and we sell only certified organic food. So since being back, I've now installed a kitchen together with my partner and parents. We did it all ourselves. So the kitchen's pretty much ready to go. We should be starting to cook within the next week or two. And, yeah, that's really exciting, but we've just been so busy trying to run the shop and get the kitchen installed as well. And there'll be lots of food out there soon. And also I've got ideas to run workshops and kids' cooking classes in the store.
Yeah, I was reading about that. Now, you've got guts doing that.
Yeah. Well, kids' cooking classes have become quite popular, and we've got a local community garden near us that we're involved in, and a lot of the kids that go along to that have a lot of interest in cooking, and I think it would really take off.
Because kids are getting involved with cooking with Junior MasterChef as well, so it's obviously
yeah.
a good thing, and get them into nutrition and stuff. Now, your partner, Travis, of 6 years, is
yeah.
he a foodie like you, or does he just eat?
No, he's pretty into health and fitness as well. He studied as he's a sports scientist, so he studied sports science at uni. And we've also had a personal training business together for quite a while. And he's right. I think really I got him into the organic industry because he's been working in the shop full time for about 4 years now.
Now, each week, Arena, I ask the latest Vic D for some yeah. cooking tips for our listeners here at Joy 94.9. Now, it has been really, really freezing here in Melbourne. What's the secret to the perfect winter soup, and what ingredients should we use?
I would have to say one of my best tips at the moment, I've been making a lot of soups, and I would say definitely make your own stock. It's a lot better than buying stock, and it's quite easy to do if you know how to do it. You just got to have a chicken carcass or beef bones, and also just to use the seasonal veggies that are around at the moment. Things like leek and potato and cauliflower soup's really nice. If you like a bit of spice, you can always do pumpkin and ginger. That's quite a good combination.
Thank you so much for joining us today here on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Okay.
All the best for your future plans, and don't let those kids misbehave in the kitchen, will you?
No, I won't.
Arena, thanks for joining us today.
All right, thanks, Leo.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.